It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 48. We're going to read the chapter today, so please open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 48. We're going to begin reading there. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 48 and begin to read with me today. Genesis chapter 48, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, "Behold, thy father is sick." And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob, said, "Behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee." And Israel strengthened himself and sat up on the bed. Jacob said unto Joseph, "God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and blessed me, and said unto me, Behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee. I will make thee a multitude of people. I will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine, as Reuben and Simeon. They shall be mine. And thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. As for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrath, and I buried her there in the land of Ephrath, the same is Bethlehem. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons, and said, Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, They are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. And he said, Bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, thou hast showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand, towards Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand towards Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow unto a multitude in the midst of the earth. When Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn, but thy right hand upon his head. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, In thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Israel said unto Joseph, Behold, I die, but God shall be with you, and bring you again into the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow. Let's begin with prayer after we've read the 48th chapter. Father, we thank you today that we can come together and enjoy this study. I just ask that you'll show us ever so clearly and carefully each and every word, each and every verse, how it applies to our hearts, how it applies to me today, that I may please you and walk with you, dear Lord. Please, that you will guide and lead us. I ask, dear Father, that you will touch every heart, showing them that they are lost and dying in their sin, showing them that they need a Savior, and that Savior is no other than you, Lord Jesus. You are our Savior, our only Savior. So please, please, dear Lord, that you will show everyone that's listening the way of salvation. Show them to their sin and show them to your Son, the Lord Jesus, to their Savior. And I ask that not only do you show them, because you are faithful to do that, but they need to be faithful to accept it. They need to say, Yes, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save me. Please, Lord Jesus, come in and forgive me of my sins. Please, Lord Jesus. I ask that they would come in such a way that they would begin a wonderful relationship with you. It's a personal relationship. It's not something that you just kind of know about. It's not something that you're depending on in any other way, Lord. It's just strictly a wonderful relationship. You need to come by faith. And I ask that that happen today. And I ask, Father, that those that are saved will grow today closer to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it's a wonderful study as we find ourselves coming very close to the end of this chapter, end of this book. If you are familiar with God's Word, you'll realize that there are 50 chapters. We're at chapter 48 as we wind down this wonderful study that we've had for months on the book of Genesis. And I hope that you have enjoyed it, and we're going to continue, as always, studying the Word of God and enjoying the Word of God. We continue with this man named Joseph, talking about him and his family. We know that Joseph had two sons, and those two sons were Ephraim and Manasseh. And this book, the chapter of 48, is talking about Ephraim and Manasseh. We know that Jacob, or Israel, if we would call him that, which is true and right, we'll find that Israel is becoming very elderly, and his health isn't very good. He has been very sad and sickly most of his life because of it's been his heart, because he's been so saddened by losing Joseph first and then thinking he was going to lose Benjamin. And it just is so sad to watch a man